Paul Ramo here for Q92 Radio. Hey, I'm over at Independent Oil Company here in Canby. Why? Because they're celebrating 90 years in business. That's right, 90 years in business. And Dave Henches joins me here in his office, or your son's office, right, Dave?
Son's office now.
All right. Congratulations, Dave, on 90 years in business. You got to be pretty proud of that.
Very proud.
Yeah.
More proud of my son as much as he's done in the last 10 years.
Yep.
Yeah, very
Tim.
Much so.
Yep.
Yep.
All right, Dave, well, let's go back in time here and talk about your family business here, how it got started, and you told me some pretty good stories before we went on the air here. So why don't you just share that with our listeners?
My grandfather, Leo Henches, started a business in 1935 over a penny a gallon.
Oh, wow.
He was the second manager of Farmers Union back then, and he had a bulk truck with the driver working on commission through Farmers Union, and he asked for a penny a gallon raise, and they said no. So he quit and started Independent Oil Company.
There you go. That's a good way to start, right?
Right. Yes.
So that's your grandfather,
that's
then?
That's my grandfather, okay. Yes.
Has he already lived in Canby all of his life then, or?
Most of his life. He lived out on a farm when he was in his early days, yes. Okay. Yes.
All right. So that was your grandfather. Then talk about your dad and yourself here.
My grandfather owned it until 1952.
Oh, wow.
And during that time, my grandfather sold Kaisers, he sold Jeeps, and Oldsmobile.
Oh, wow.
And then when my dad bought it, Ralph Henches bought it from him in 1952. And, of course, then he had it till 1982.
Okay.
And in that time, of course, he gradually kept building the business up. And he took on Pontiac. So he had Pontiac and Oldsmobile at the same time.
Okay.
And then me, Dave Henches, bought my father, Ralph, out in 1982.
Okay.
So my dad had it for 30 years, and I kept the business going, kept pushing to make it bigger.
Yep.
And then I sold Pontiac and Oldsmobile, and of course gas and diesel, until they quit making them.
Right.
1985, I started in the propane business.
Okay, 85.
Started from scratch.
Okay.
Had a little tank and one little truck, and
oh wow!
And now, of course, it's really growing big.
Yeah.
And
The propane, that's really grown. So why did you start the propane business? Was there a big need for it at the time?
Actually, yes and no.
Okay.
Universal Propane was selling out. He came to me. I had first chance to buy it. He wanted way too much money for what it was worth.
Yep.
And I told him no. He says, if you don't do it, Senex will.
Oh.
I says, let him buy it. The day the Senex gave him a check, the day I went into propane business from scratch.
That's awesome. Continue on then, and then you started the propane business and added some more services?
Really didn't add any more services.
Okay.
I just kept growing the propane, and the gas and diesel. Of course, we just kept going and going. So
when did you get out of the car business then?
Well, I had to get out of the car business in early 90s because they quit making them.
Oh, they quit making them?
They quit making Pontiac and Olds. So
okay.
I was done.
That was done, yeah.
Yeah.
Good.
So then it was just petroleum.
Okay. So how has the business grown then, where it is at today, some of the services that you provide?
Really has grown. We have a good clientele. We appreciate our customers very much so. And service. We're proud of our service that we have, and customers are like family to us.
Yeah.
And I'm more proud of my son who bought it from me in 2015.
Okay.
I'm really proud of him.
Tim must have been a kid then.
When he bought it, huh?
Yes, he was.
Okay.
Actually, he was about the same age I was when I bought my dad out.
Okay.
So, but yeah, and he had different goals. He was younger, had different goals than I did, which was awesome. Mm-hmm. And he just made the business bigger.
Oh, wow.
He had different vision than I did. Of course, I'm old school.
Yeah.
So he had different vision, and he took a hold, and I'm one proud dad.
Yeah. Yeah,
Tim's done a great job. And, you know, what is this, 4 or 5 generations now?
This is the fourth.
Fourth generation.
Yeah.
Okay. Any hinges down the line here? Or? I don't know
yet. We got a little grandson that's about 8.
Okay.
Too young to know yet.
That's right. Talk about the thing changes over the years. Your grandpa bought it and started it in 35. Here we are in 2025. Talk about some of the changes that you've seen personally.
Technology. Everything was either done either by phone or they'd send you a DTN message. What the prices?
Oh, yeah.
Now everything is just technology. It's computer, telephone. I mean, it's just technology has taken over.
Right. What's your role at Independent Oil Company now, Dave?
That's funny. I just help Tim wherever he needs it.
Yep.
I deliver propane. I still got my license. I drive the trucks and everything.
Oh, you do?
So
okay, good.
So deliver propane, run the transport. Da da da. I do tires. I do a little of everything.
Okay. How many do you employ here, roughly, at Independent Oil Company?
Well, I would have to say altogether, maybe. I don't know. You'd have to ask Tim, but I'll say 10.
Okay, good.
Yeah, the convenience stores pretty popular with the lunches you serve every day?
Yes. Proud of Tim on that. He tore the old building down that was built way back in the early 30s. It used to be an old John Deere building.
Oh, really?
Back in the early 30s, and my grandfather bought it. And Tim tore it down and built this whole new complex. Very good. I'm really impressed by the way he did it.
Yeah. We're sitting in his office, pretty nice office space, too.
Yes, yes, very much so.
Did you have an office like this?
Yeah, my desk looked just like his.
Yeah, to have it in the family that long, that's something really to be proud of, isn't it, Tim?
Or Dave.
Yes, it is. It is.
Yep.
It's
And it can kind of get emotional, too, because I was in a family business for, 30-some years, and I know what it's about. So.
Yeah, it's it is. Yeah. I mean, it's been in Cambie all her life, and it's, we supported Cambie. Throughout the 90 years,
we've
paid the taxes and everything for that many years. So, it's happy to be here.
All right. And you're located, you got a great location for Independent Oil Company, right on the, 68 and
75? Yep, right on the corner, 68 and 75.
How long have you been in this location then?
1939.
Oh, 39.
Is when Grandpa moved to this location.
Okay, where was he before then?
About a block and a half to the west on 68.
Yep.
Just a little building with a hoist outside.
You talked about your customers, your clientele. You talk about them a little bit.
Through the years, I can say this because the generations have changed.
Yep.
I still know a lot of the older generation, but the newer generation, the same families basically are still coming here, but the new generation are different. It's when you're talking 2-3 generations down the line, I don't recognize them. Because of the age difference.
Yep, right. Okay, Dave, well, thank you for your time, and 90 years, 10 more years, we'll do 100
Everybody's going to be around, right?
Yes, we are. We'll have another celebration at 100. Maybe a dance or something. I don't know.
Well, they're building a community center here, the Sportsman Club is, or some other event center. That'll hold everybody.
Yeah, it will. Okay. Yeah.
All right, Dave, thank you for your time, and thank you for sharing about the Hinges family and business here for Independent Oil Company.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Dave Hinges here at Independent Oil Company, celebrating 90 years in business.